Now, the Trump administration is ordering hospitals to bypass the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention when reporting data on COVID-19. The guidance was issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, which says it will be collecting that information starting today. The department oversees the CDC, which had been receiving the data from hospitals through its National Healthcare Safety Network. The move has some public health experts worried about the transparency of data and how it will be used to distribute things like medical supplies and financial assistance. Julie Rovner is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News and host of Kaiser's What the Health podcast. Julie, good to have you back with us.
Nice to be here.
What do we know about how and why this change came about?
Well, we know that it came about. We don't know a whole lot about how or why. Obviously, the CDC has been the repository of, you know, this type of medical information for decades through Republican and Democratic administrations. That's where the expertise in the government is. That's why we have a CDC. Now, you know, the White House officials and officials higher up at the Department of Health and Human Services are saying it's not that big a deal, and CDC will be part of how this data is used. But certainly it set off a lot of alarm bells among former CDC officials and a lot of public health professionals that the CDC, it looks, you know, from the outside like the CDC is being cut out of this to some extent.
Yeah, this could look like just a bureaucratic shuffle here. It goes to a different level of the hierarchy. No big deal. Can you talk some more about the concerns raised by, as you said, former CDC officials and other public health experts?
Well, there have been, you know, rules that requiring hospitals and public health agencies to report to the CDC, you know, practically since there's been a CDC. I mean, the CDC has always been the repository of information, particularly about things like infectious diseases. That's literally what they are there to do. Obviously, it's data mostly about hospitalization, but it's about hospitalization of people with COVID-19 and infectious disease. And basically, the CDC makes its data available to outside agencies, researchers, other bodies that do their own number crunching. That's, in fact, almost everybody that's modeling about coronavirus and COVID-19 and how it is spreading is using, you know, as their base numbers, the CDC data.
As I understand it, there had been some concern about the system the CDC was using being a little clunky, especially if you wanted up-to-date, day-to-day data. Hospitals had complained, I think, about, you know, changing guidelines. There were parts of the system that it sounds like not everyone was happy with.
Yeah, well, this has been difficult, and things did not happen very quickly, and a lot of power got sort of centralized in the White House task force, which is, again, pretty opaque. They would come out and, you know, and sort of tell us things, but not necessarily the things that experts sort of said they needed to know in order to figure out how things are going. So, yeah, the federal government's response to this has been kind of all over the place.
Odd thing that came out of this in a letter to state governors, Dr. Birx and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said they would consider using the National Guard to collect this data at hospitals. What's been the response to that idea?
Yeah, nobody's very excited about that. Said they would try to do.
We are talking about the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services. New guidelines say hospitals send your COVID-19 data to HHS, not to the CDC, which is what's typically done, which is what has been done to this point. Julie Rovner is with us from Kaiser Health News. Now, this comes, Julie, as we have this letter, this kind of open letter, an article by four, I believe, former CDC directors from Republican and Democratic administrations raising concerns, they say, about the politicization of the COVID-19 response. What kind of things did they have to say?
Yeah, this is a big concern, and this has been a concern really all along, you know, particularly as the president and some sort of, you know, non-health officials in the administration have tried to sort of either play down or play up sort of things that there's no scientific, you know, evidence for, like hydroxychloroquine, and there's the public health community is very concerned that the public is getting, you know, very inconsistent advice and recommendations. And they're, you know, the states have been effectively left on their own to try to figure out what to do. And it's been really difficult from a public health standpoint to actually, you know, make recommendations based on science. And obviously we've seen, you know, all week this sort of on again, off again, you know, war on Tony Fauci, who's been sort of the preeminent public health official for several generations now, suggesting that, you know, he gave conflicting advice. But what he did was he modified his advice based on new information about the virus. And that doesn't sort of seem to be what's happening from the White House.
Let's bring on a caller now. Tom is on the line in Madison. Tom, hello.
Good afternoon. There's no doubt in my mind that the principals of the American Hospital Association, any academic hospital association, and any private hospital association need to stand up and say, we will not comply. We regard this as an unlawful order, and Trump and his people can go and stuff it.
Tom, thanks for the call. Has there been any response like that, Julie, from hospital saying, yeah, we're going to keep giving data to the CDC as Tom would like to see them do?
I haven't seen that, but certainly there has been a fairly immediate outcry all week, really, about from the public health and the medical community about concerns about politicizing what's basically a national crisis. You know, we need information. The federal government needs information to figure out how to distribute supplies and things like, you know, doses of remdesivir, the one drug that can do some help for people with COVID-19. And there's worries that this is not happening according to science, but it's happening according to politics.
Thanks for that call, Tom. Julie, is there a sense that from the federal government, there is a comprehensive plan months into this pandemic now to deal with it?
There really isn't. And I think that's what people are, you know, coming in the public health community are coming to the realization that the kind of leadership we would normally get from the administration, which would normally be led by the CDC, and I've been doing this for 30 years, and in every public health crisis, the CDC has had so many, you know, media availabilities every day that you get tired of them. I mean, that they've always been right there, you know, leading the administration's response, and we have not seen that this time. And we've seen many, many conflicting signals from different parts of the federal government.
And at some points over the course of this, the president and others have said, well, it's up to the states to take the lead. Has that been a norm in past crises?
No, it has not. The federal government has, in this sort of, in something for a contagious disease that crosses borders, the federal government has always been the leader. I mean, often they give states, you know, not every state is impacted the same way, and it's obviously a partnership, but we've never seen this sort of leave it all to the states type of thing before.
Julie, in our last 30 seconds or so, what do you have your eye on next as this story just keeps going?
Well, I mean, I think the big issue now, obviously, is schools and what's going to happen in the fall. But also, one thing we're looking at, we're doing better in terms of testing. There are a lot more tests, but there's not a lot more processing of those tests so that the results are starting to lag. And I think that's going to be a big problem going forward.
Julie, thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Sure thing.
Julie Rovner is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News and host of Kaiser's What the Health podcast. She talked with us today about federal guidance that hospitals should report data on COVID-19 directly to the Department of Health and Human Services, not the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which had been the norm up until now.